Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, 53 after the hour. Most people know by now that the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is the best place for you to get any information you need about how to fix your house. Tom Kreitler is here. He hosts with Leslie Segretti this program. Tom is also going to open an office on marriage counseling. It'll be a part of the home improvement. Well, I mean, let's face it. No, wait a minute. Let's talk about this in a second, because I want to really get into what causes problems at home when
home
you're fixing. Of course it does. That's what I said.
Do you I'm going to get his wife on the other line. While we take a few seconds, I'm going to get his wife on the other line.
All right. All right. Tommy the K in a moment here on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current Annals of Epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Let's get back to the action here, or get into the action. Tom Kreitler, home improvement pro at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, moneypit.com. You can call 888-666-3974 anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question, and they'll ignore you. 888-666-3974.
That's just you, Doug.
Yeah, when I call, the phone gets hung up. You again? All right, so... Tom has written a blog on spring lawn and garden care tips, which we have posted in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com. I'm here watching the fellas that take care of my lawn. They thatched it. I've never thatched my lawn in my life. This lawn is 35 years old around the farm, right. And the only thing that we do is let the cows loose on it, and they leave their deposits. And so there are, because it's not even, there are green spots here, or
it's a little
places
lumpy, huh?
Where it's greener right over here than it is over there. And because Charlotte couldn't move out too far in the last year of her life, there's a lot of that around too. So little bits of green here and there. What do we do to even that out? I don't know that you and I have ever talked or debated or discussed or argued about conventional commercial lawn spray thingamabobbers.
Lawn care?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you can afford it, having a pro come in and do just the right amount of chemical treatment for your lawn at just the right time is not a bad thing, because I think a lot of folks will over-treat or under-treat, and that's where you get into issues
the stuff that they use
or overseed.
The
stuff that they use is designed for use by professionals. And in fact, we're going to talk about this tonight on Fox Business. We're going to talk about pesticide safety at 5 p.m. in the Willis Report. I'll be on.
5 p.m. Eastern time or 5 p.m. everywhere?
5 p.m. Eastern time.
So Kreitler on Fox Business at 5 o'clock tonight. Okay, go ahead.
Now, in terms of this, where do you go pro or not, I think a lot of people that do this themselves will use the wrong type of materials, the wrong type of treatments, and they'll put too much of it on, and that's where you get into trouble. Did you see, was it yesterday, another bonehead move? Somebody tried to kill bed bugs in their car by dousing the interior with alcohol.
Oh, no. That sounds like my old roommate. She wanted to spray Lysol.
It gets better. And then he decided to light up a cigarette.
Oh, my God. Did that blow up the car in the first minute?
Did not go well for the car or the guy in the car, but I'm pretty sure the bed bugs survived.
Yeah, well, that's like what happens when you blow up a New York City apartment. The only thing that survives are the cockroaches.
Well, they say heat kills bed bugs, so never know.
All right. So anyway, there are a lot of spring and garden tips.
Hey,
you
Tom,
get at MoneyPit.com.
But you can also use Dawn dish detergent, vinegar, and is it baking soda or something.
Well, there's a lot of natural remedies for pest issues, and yes, they do have measurable results. For example, if you want to keep ants out of your house, you can plant mint around the outside.
I never
mint
liked any of my wonderful. Ants. The uncles came visited, but I never liked any of the ants.
But there are a lot of natural ways that you can keep insects away like that. But I think the key is this. I don't necessarily feel it's a bad idea to use the pros, Doug, because you say, well, are you going to use, you know, harsh chemicals? But they're using exactly the right amount of the right type of product, and that's really a pretty safe way of controlling things.
Really? Get rid of the bad bugs.
A lot of them are environmentally friendly now because they know their customers want it to be.
Well, yeah, they're also designed to kill just the one specific insect. It's not broad-use pesticide.
There it is, the inside from Tom Kreitler here on Good Day.